and Chris, and greetings to each one here this morning. Thankful to be here this morning. Thankful to see everyone here, those who I feel one with, and I appreciate your input and your challenge in my life and the blessings you are to me. This morning, I've been thinking a bit, and I felt a burden to speak on a subject of something that is encouraging, and I'll just give you a little brief thing of what led me to this is I'm so blessed. I feel like we're so blessed with youth who desire to serve the Lord, and when I see the number of youth here and faithfulness, your faithfulness, it inspires me, and all of you do, but you're the future. And this message, I believe, is for all of us this morning, but especially I'd like it to encourage you as youth, because who we want to speak about today was a youth also, and he was dedicated to his God and served God faithfully. As little boys of me and growing up, I remember the same thing, but I'm sure you've all done it. Some of your friends, you've told them, I dare you to do something. Maybe something, sometimes it's not always a very good challenge. Daring someone to do something is a challenge that you place before them to try something. Maybe it isn't dangerous or anything. Maybe it is jumping off something. But this morning I want to refer to a story of a very familiar story, and that passage is the life of Daniel. And we sing that song, Dare to be a Daniel. That is a challenge that I think is good for all of us to consider and to think. For a text this morning, I'd like to look at Daniel chapter 1, verses 8 to 21. Here is a young man, started out in his youth. I understand he was in his teens when he first faced some of his challenges. And we see the Old Testament here gives many accounts of these type of men, godly men. And one of these persons is Daniel, a man who, because of his faithfulness, obtained preeminence and power in his lifetime. But he obtained favor of those around him because of his faithfulness to his God. What made Daniel his life so inspirational to those around him, and even touching those around him? I believe he was very successful because of his faith in his God. His unwillingness to compromise from what he knew was right. Daniel was firm and clear with his convictions. The title of my message this morning is Dare to be a Daniel. We'll just read these verses, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 to 21. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now let's just understand here for a little bit that Daniel was a young man here, and what he was doing here, his request was not a popular thing. It was something that could have put him in jail for many years because of going against what the king was offering him, and the king could have taken it as a sort of not taking it right because of the way Daniel refused to eat of what he was offering. It says, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs, and the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my Lord the King, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king? Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children of that eat of the portion of the king's meat, as thou seest. Deal with thy servants, so that he consented to them this matter, and prove them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. And as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of these days, the king had said he should bring them in. Then the prince of the eunuch brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them was all found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Was it Daniel's own strength and his own smarts, we could say, that made him popular here? I don't believe so. I believe it was Daniel's faith in God that he gained a spiritual perception and vision through his communion with God and his commitment to standing for what he knew was right and not partaking of the king's meat. He was not willing to give in to something that he could have probably said was sort of harmless. He had a conviction for it, and he stood by that conviction. It meant something to him. And God blessed him richly by giving him wisdom and knowledge to even interpret dreams. And the challenge I want to leave with us here this morning is that I believe we all understand and know that the precious at times feel great. And especially you as youth, in the things you face, sometimes you might feel they are great, and how are we going to get through them? But let's be like Daniel. I'd like to look at points in Daniel's life today that should inspire us to know how to face these pressures in life that God brings to us. We'll see in verses 3-6, Daniel, is because of Daniel's faithfulness and integrity that he was respected and well favored among the children of Israel. His commitment to his Lord. Daniel is not trying to seek favor or fame in any way from the king. Rather, Daniel's ultimate desire was to live his life without reproach to his God. In verse 17 to 20, we see Daniel gain preeminence among the children of Israel. He was well respected because of his stand for truth. God blessed Daniel for his willingness to faithfulness and his willingness to not compromise his relationship with God, even when he was under these pressures that he faced. He was given power over all of Babylon. I'd like to look at Daniel chapter 2, verses 48 and 49. The king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of the Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Did this change just because Daniel's had a high position? Did this change his perspective on life and his usefulness and his, his zeal for the Lord? I don't believe it did. It did that because we can see from what we read about Daniel that he was prosperous because he was trustworthy. The king set him over all of Babylon, and he was, because he was trustworthy, he proved himself a man of integrity, one who was willing to take what was responsibilities that were given to him seriously and to be faithful in the responsibilities that were given him. And then in chapter 5, verse 29, that said, then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet, put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. It seemed like Daniel went from one, God blessed him time and again for his faithfulness, and God will do the same for you. I think of how many more blessings and provisions we have through the work of Christ in our day. This same experience and blessings that Daniel experienced is there for us today. He received similar power over the Medo-Persian Empire in chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. It says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these the presidents of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents, the princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. This excellent spirit was in him, the spirit of God, the one whom he served, that is the most trustworthy, the most safe. And these men admired that and say, and it touched them. If we want our lives to touch and reach those around us, let's dare to be a Daniel. How was Daniel able to reach the positions of power and influence without compromising his position as a godly man? Daniel didn't hesitate to say where he stood or to stand for the truth when he needed to. And these men seen that. And one thing that those around us, I believe, will see in a person who is godly is that there is a commitment and a dedication to their God. There is something that they can't totally understand or see, but they appreciate. I believe Daniel showed this. He was respected and appreciated for his steadfastness in pleasing God rather than man. Because of these godly qualities in Daniel's life, those around him trusted him and they knew they could count on him. I believe there was when you think of what all was placed on Daniel's shoulders, a great responsibility. And it even made Daniel even more accountable to be a man of integrity like God had called him to do. And I believe he was continually successful because of he took it seriously. God can do great things with godly men who are willing to stand for truth and do what they know is right. As we look at the life of Daniel this morning, may it motivate us all, as young and old people, older people, to a life of faithfulness. I'd like to look now at the godly qualities that Daniel had as a teenager and on through his adult life. The first point I have here is Daniel was a man of purpose. Back to Daniel chapter 1, verses 8. It says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested the prince of the eunuchs, the power of the eunuchs, that might not defile himself. He purposed in his heart, he made a commitment that he would not do step over this boundary. He was going to hold to what he knew was right. He was not going to compromise. He knew what that would entail or what that would do to his life if he did. As a young boy in a strange land, Daniel was immediately faced with a challenge that would have violated God's law by eating the king's food. He was but a youth. Just imagine this. He was in his teens, taken captive. He was but a youth here in a strange land. He had a few friends with him. I believe he understood the responsibility that he carried even in being an example to his friends. Despite his youth and obvious pressures that he was faced with to conform to what was before him, they made it clear that this was kind of a dangerous situation for Daniel to request this. But Daniel purposed in his heart to uphold the law of God no matter what it costed him. Is your commitment that great? Because of Daniel's willingness to put God first, God granted Daniel favor in the sight of others, like it says in verse 9. It says God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the princes and the eunuchs. He had established a relationship with them that touched their hearts and their lives. Another man that faced the pressures in the Old Testament passage that I thought of that is very similar in nature is the life of Joseph. Another example of a young man who was willing to be faithful to God and not compromise his standing before the Lord. Every child of God needs to be a person of purpose. No one respects a person who is unsettled, unstable, or one who has a real goal or purpose in their lives. They're to be around one that is unsettled or insecure makes that person feel insecure, and they don't want to be around that type of people much because they don't know where to turn or what answers to give. Maybe it's because they lack faith in God. Whereas one who has a strong sense of purpose, like Daniel, others will respect and admire their faith. A life that is settling and restful to those who are around them because they know where they stand and that what God says they believe in and do. What should be the purpose of the Christian? I'd like to read Philippians 3, verse 8. It says, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And then verse 10 says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings may be made conformable unto his death. We want to prioritize Christ in our life. Serve Christ at all costs. We heard already what it costs to be his disciple. Daniel's life exemplified this in how he was willing to stand and face whatever it costed him. Worldly things, making compromise in our life will only bring unrest, and it will not satisfy. Usually takes a person down the wrong path. In the Amplified Bible, it says, I count everything as loss compared to the priceless privilege and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. What a blessing. One thing I believe Daniel clearly enjoyed in his life was a conscience that was free, conscience that was at rest, because he did the right thing and made the right choice in his life. It can be the same for us today. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, I'd like to read a couple of verses there. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God wants us to give of ourselves, face the cost that it costs us. But he says if we seek the kingdom of Christ first, he will add blessing upon blessing to those who are faithful in their lives. God desires and loves when he can add to the blessings that for reward you for your faithfulness. First, we must seek and do the will of God and fulfill it in our lives, no matter what circumstances come to us. As Jesus promised, this will guarantee God's favor toward us, in turn, likely gain us the favor of those around us. Romans 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts at the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. I'm thankful for this hope. We do not need to be ashamed of Christ, because we have the hope of Christ in our hearts. We can face the pressures with Christ Jesus, because we know he is there and he cares about our every need. Our hope in Christ gives us purpose, just like it did Daniel. Even though Daniel didn't, in their day, didn't have Christ as their Savior yet, but he still had hope in God. But we have a hope in Christ. It gives us purpose and meaning in life. Christ taught us how to even face the pressures in life and the importance of being a willing disciple. We know what it will cost. Will you dare to be a Daniel and be a person with purpose like he had? No matter how young one may be, it is never too early to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Throughout Daniel's life, Daniel not only had a strong sense of purpose, but I'd like to look at what this takes us to our next point, point number two. Daniel was also a man of principle. He refused, like I said earlier, his compromise on his convictions. They meant something to him. He understood it as the ultimate authority in his life, God's commandments. He was faithful to them. He refused. He was willing to stand up, even if he had to be alone, even if his friends weren't with him, to not partake of the king's meat or wine. Also in Daniel chapter 5, verse 13 to 17, we see even as Daniel is an older man, by refusing the gift of Belshazzar, and then in chapter 6, verse 10, even under the threat of persecution by refusing to obey the decrees of Darius. You know, all through life, We are tried, and we face pressures. All kinds, all through life, the age that we are. We face these pressures. Where will we stand? And I think of even some of the pressures that we face in our day, and may even face that become more real. Maybe it will cost us prison. Maybe it will cost us our life. Will you dare to be a Daniel? People admire persons of principle. Outwardly, they may ridicule you or make fun of them. But inwardly, if they're honest with themselves, I believe they would wish they had the same determination, fortitude that they see in the life of a faithful person. And one thing that is interesting is when people like this that maybe make fun of a person for their stand for truth, when they are faced with a challenge in their life and need someone that can be trusted, who do they turn to? Often they turn to the one whom they ridiculed because they see something there that is real to them. They depend on them to carry through with an assigned task or do what you think. Who do you think they will turn to when they face these pressures? Let's be that one who is an encourager, who is willing to be a Daniel. Stand for the truth. Maybe it's even a fellow brother that's struggling. Be willing to be a Daniel, to just like he did with his young friends. I believe he encouraged them on to stand with him in the pressures that they faced, not knowing what would come. God also admires individuals who will stand by their principle and by their words. I'd like to read Psalm chapter 15, verses 1 to 5. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. I believe this is how Daniel lived his life. He was faultless. I believe he did. He was a human. He probably did make some mistakes, just like you and I do. But he was faithful in understanding what God meant to him. The world in which we live is in great need of people with principle, those who are willing to dare to be a Daniel and demonstrate by example the value of being led by principle rather than by price. Are not only highly valued by God but also by their fellow man. I just feel so blessed this morning by being able to have confidence in my brethren and in the fellow believers that encourage one another. I believe it's such a blessing. Having principle and purpose is not all that is required. I believe there's another element that goes with these, that enhances these. Daniel was also a man of purity. His opponents could not find any fault in him. Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. It says it pleased Darius to set it over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. I think might have read that already. But he was faultless when it came to managing to the managing of business affairs. This would help to explain his rise to positions of greatness, responsibility, and power, because he was a man of who was trustworthy. He took his responsibility seriously. His purity in business affairs was related to his overall purpose to please God first and foremost. And that as a fact that he had was a man of principle, he could be a man to be trusted. He was a man of integrity, a man of his word. I believe that's what meant so much to him being a leader here, being placed in this great position of responsibility. His word lined up with his, what he spoke lined up with his walk of life. The Christian is also to maintain purity of conduct. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. It says it's youth, you have a great many challenges ahead of you, but there is great provisions there for you also. It says don't despise your youth. Even when you face the pressures, stand up and dare to be a Daniel. Titus 2 verse 6 to 8 also gives direction to, I believe, to youth. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing themselves a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing incorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. You say, well, that is a pretty high calling to live up to. But through Christ and his work in our lives, it's possible. And it's powerful. And it's rewarding. People who maintain purity in their dealings with others are often given positions of great responsibility and privilege because they can be trusted to use them wisely. You, youth, or whoever you may be that are working for someone, they can often, men today often in the workforce, I hear it time and again, where one man told me the other day that he just doesn't know if he wants to hire anybody because they don't know if they can be trusted. May that never be said of us, but may we be faithful as you even go to your jobs. Be a man of integrity and honesty with how you conduct your life. And I'm amazed at how God works in these in lives of other men, and even in maybe an ungodly employer will soon recognize something that stands out to them, where it's not long and they'll place more responsibility on your shoulders. They trust, they'll give you more of a position because they trust you. Don't ever break that trust. Yes, we see Daniel's life was a life of purpose, principle, and purity, and how the world needs these type of people. But also there is another thing that I believe ties these all together that is very important that Daniel had in his life. Brought these things all together and were foundational for his living this out in his life. And that was brings us to our next point. Daniel was a man of prayer. A glimpse of his prayer life. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. It says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, this was after they did the writing, signed the writing of this decree of these men that tried to trick the king into not praying or serving any other god or showing obeisance to anybody else but the king. Daniel understood this. It says he knew this was signed. He went to his house, his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks to God before his God as he did aforetime. This did not hinder Daniel's commitment to God. He was willing to risk his life and be thrown into the den of lions to stand for the truth and what he knew is right. Communication with God was of utmost importance to Daniel. He knelt in prayer, a demonstration of his humility. He prayed 3 times a day, a demonstration of his continual dependence upon God. How many of us are willing to take time out in our day, 3 times a day, 6 times a day, many more if we need it? Because we feel our need of God's help. If we feel the pressures of temptation on us, in the middle of the day, in the heat of the work, stop what you're doing and breathe a prayer. It brings rest. And God is there to hear that prayer. He gave thanks to God in this time of trial. Daniel understood the consequences were before him, but he gave thanks in the midst of persecution, a demonstration of his gratitude and the fact that he had not lost sight of God's blessings. His prayers, I believe, were a custom of his early days and of his life, demonstrated his persistence and faithfulness in his service to God. We all as Christians would do well, I believe, to follow the example that Daniel, the story of Daniel here. Let us learn the lesson that the finest of God's servants must maintain a regular and fixed prayer habits in our lives. This is so important in maintaining and continuing steadfast in our devotion to the Lord. We say in our personal relationships that communication is vital in keeping that our relationships alive and what they should be. And so it is with God. Our relationship with God. Keep that communication open. As Christians, we are called to pray often. In Colossians 4, verse 2, it says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 7, pray without ceasing. Give thanks. If our efforts to live purposeful and principled and pure lives are not what they should be, could the problem be that we are failing in our prayer life? Let's not let that affect our life. We need that. Are we willing to dare to be a Daniel in your prayer life? In summary, I believe there's a false assumption in the world that to get ahead in this world, one must conform to the sinful practices of the world. And we can see that is so prevalent in society today. But this is a wrong concept. We do not have to give in to compromise to try and get ahead. Because let's keep in mind that the earthly things are earthly and that will only take us to an end that we do not want. But let's be faithful. Even today, there are many Christians who demonstrate that when one dares to be a Daniel, they can succeed in their relations to men without selling out their souls to the world and becoming lax in their lives. This morning, will you dare to be a Daniel who at all costs will stand for the truth and do what is right for the sake of Christ and the gospel? If Daniel could be faithful in his day, how much more can we be in our day? May God bless.